WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In 1917, the British poet Siegfried Sassoon was wounded in action in World War I and sent home. By then, Sassoon was disgusted with the war and did his best to get court-martialed so he could make his anti-war views public. Instead, he was judged temporarily insane. A new novel by Pat Barker entitled Regeneration imaginatively recreates Sassoon's relationship with his psychiatrist. Critic Maureen Corrigan says Regeneration is a stunning novel about the struggle between individual conscience and social responsibility during wartime.
The highest praise I can give to Regeneration is to say that it's as terrifying and bitter and mesmerizing as the great World War I poetry written by Siegfried Sassoon and his fellow poet hero, Wilfred Owen. When all the ballots are in at the end of this decade, I think World War I will win the historian's vote for being the most transformative event of the 20th century. But it's so difficult for us to recapture what it must have been like for an entire generation, a generation who'd been raised on images of chivalry, to suddenly find itself lost in a no-man's land of corpses, barbed wire, and existential doubt. Welcome to modernity. These days, with a nervous wave of our channel changers, we click from images of Somalia to Seinfeld. Our relative inoculation to horror is part of our distant legacy from World War I. Only a few things I've ever read have helped me experience that generation's sense of profound shock. Poems like Blighters and Dulce et Decorum Est, autobiographies like Vera Brittain's Testament of Youth, and now Pat Barker's novel, Regeneration. When Siegfried Sassoon first meets the psychiatrist, Dr. William Rivers, and tells him that he's become a pacifist, Rivers says simply, "You realize, don't you, that it's my duty to try to change that. I can't pretend to be neutral." But Sassoon is stubborn, so Rivers tries to save him another way by convincing him that he's become temporarily unbalanced by the war. Because if Sassoon is found by military authorities to be sane, he'll be sent to prison for refusing to fight. Rivers has other, sadder casualties on his hands besides Sassoon. There's the poet Wilfred Owen, who actually was sent to the same hospital as Sassoon for shell shock treatment. There's another patient named Burns, who's a human skeleton. He hasn't been able to keep much food down since that day in France when he landed head first on a German corpse, whose gas-filled belly ruptured on impact. And then there's Anderson, a field doctor who's performed so many grisly amputations that he can no longer bear the sight of blood, which is getting in the way of his medical career. The power of Regeneration lies in its vivid images of the hospital and battlefield, and in its evocation of what must have been common sights in Britain during World War I. Women whose skin had turned bright yellow because of their work in weapons factories, and men stranded on park benches, twitching, talking to themselves, maybe missing an arm or a leg. By the end of Regeneration, Rivers realizes that in curing his patients of their psychosomatic muteness, blindness, and paralysis, he's actually robbing them of their unconscious means of protesting the war. As he did in real life, Sassoon, out of loyalty to his men, decides to return to France. And Owen, as he did in real life, also returns to the front, where he was machine gunned to death a few days before armistice was declared. He was 25 years old. Some great poets were created and then destroyed by World War I. And as Pat Barker makes us realize, a whole generation of men missed their chance of being ordinary.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. She reviewed Regeneration by Pat Barker.